Watch and pray. Watch and pray lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak. Be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Throughout the Word of God, from beginning to end, there is a call to watchfulness. From Genesis to Revelation, there are warnings to be vigilant, cautious, awake. The Christian is a pilgrim, passing through seriously hazardous enemy territory. Perils and dangers lurk all along the way, and nets and traps litter the path we walk. The enemy comes in many garbs and disguises in an attempt to shipwreck our faith. Foes slink in the shadows, laying in wait for that distracted moment. They play their waiting game, biding their time for that lapse of faith. This was not just for biblical days of yore, when the Philistines are upon you, Samson, or when the Assyrians descended upon the cities of Israel like a wolf on the fold, or when the enemy vexed and oppressed the children of Israel without cause. This is as true today as it was in those distant days, when the enemy was physical, except that today the enemy is invisible and more subtle and in the spiritual realm. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, physical weapons, but mighty through God to the pulling down of spiritual strongholds. So we have been equipped with every necessity, if we would but access it. Put on the whole armour of God, we are told, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Every part of the armoury being a part of Christ. For you have been baptized into Christ, and have put on Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfil the lusts thereof. Gird thy heavenly armour on, wear it ever night and day. In ambush lies the evil one. Watch and pray. But the way is littered with unwatchful men and women, Christians who chose not to be watchful and vigilant, as ministries and men fall to the deceitful ploys of Satan and become his plunder. Pensacola, Florida, and similar signs and wonder crusades are often mistakenly adopted, and the destroyed lives of many people litter the wake of these movements, as they swallowed the bait through believing a distorted gospel, or as they succumbed to the deception of false angelic visitations. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Today the enemy can approach the children of God even as an angel of light, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Today Satan, as a roaring lion, uses subtlety and deception to entrap his prey. Therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Today we are in a battle of life and death, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Principalities and powers, mustering their unseen array, wait for your unguarded hours. Watch and pray. But we are not left alone in our pilgrimage or in our assignments in the field of battle. We have the Lord at our side and the Spirit indwelling our hearts. If only our ears remain open to his gentle promptings and his gracious leadings. But we must remain ever watchful and ever open to the ways that he guides us. And we must remain guarded in thought, word, and deed. Hear, above all, hear the Lord. Him thou lovest to obey, hide within thy heart his word, watch and pray. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before. Beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Watch and pray.